Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. Mishnah Yud has another case of machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon about circumstances where it might be possible to make truma tameh or allow truma to become tameh in order to save other truma or in order to save something. Mishnah Yud brings the case of a chin chavis shel shemen shenishbecha. If we have a barrel of oil that's spilled. Now, as opposed to truma wine that we discussed in the last Mishnah, which once it becomes tameh is completely ruined, there's nothing you could do with it because truma tameh, wine that is truma tameh, can't be drunk and there's nothing else you could do with it. Oil that is truma that became tameh is not a complete loss. You can't eat it, but you could, and you can't anoint it, but you could use it for lighting. You could, a Kohen is allowed to use truma tameh of oil, we call it shemen sreifa. It is allowed to be used for burning. You're allowed to light your candles with it so that you can see. You're allowed to use it for firing things so you can cook. You're allowed to use it for heat. You're allowed to burn it and get benefit from the burning. And so, therefore, the question here is, the barrel of oil spilled on the ground. What's going to happen if you do nothing? It's going to get soaked into the earth, and it's all going to be gone, right? It's going to be lost. And so in that case, so everybody agrees, like in the previous case, that if you can save a revius, or a revius alog, which is, again, about 3 ounces, while keeping it tahor, without making it tameh, then you must do so. Even if you lose the rest. Everybody agrees. So I can run home, try to grab another vessel that's tahor, and get back and try to scoop some up before it gets so absorbed into the ground. If I think I can get a revius of it that way, then everybody agrees that's what it should do. The imlav, but what if I can't? So then Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, then let it be absorbed. It is better to let the oil be absorbed into the ground and completely lost rather than trying to save it in a way that will make it tameh. Like yivalenu biyadav, yivalena means to swallow it up, but basically try to scoop it up with your hands. If you scoop it up with your hands, yadayim shnios, hands are always considered to be sheni l'tumah, and therefore they would be mitameh the truma. So if you touch truma with your hands without having just washed until yadayim, it makes it tameh. So if you scoop it up with your hands, you can make it tameh. Rabbi Elazar says, don't do that. Yeah, that would be actively making truma tameh, and it's better to let it get completely soaked into the ground and lost. Here too, Rabbi Yehoshua disagrees, although Rabbi Yehoshua's opinion is not formally mentioned in this Mishnah, it appears in the next Mishnah, Mishnah Aleph, and Rabbi Yehoshua would say it's better to save it, right, to save the oil, even if you're going to make it tameh, because then it can be used. It can be used for lighting, rather than letting it go to waste. We don't want it to go to waste. And therefore, you're allowed to actively make a tameh in order to preserve it so the Kohen can get at least some benefit out of this truma.